We are the only state in the European Union that are surrounded by water, the only island state in the, hopefully a nation in the near future, in Europe. We have two junior ministers under agriculture, food and the marine. Not one of them deals specifically with fisheries and the marine. That's the level of commitment from your government to fishing communities. Now, Deputy O'Sullivan represents a fishing community, and he should know that the view of fishermen up and down the coast is that this task force report was a fait accompli. Why? Because if you look at the waters under the common fishery policy, Irish waters, our fishing fleet is allocated 15% of the fish under the common fisheries policy in our own water. 15%. The fishing fleet of other EU member states get 85% of the fish in our water. So let's analyse this a bit deeper in case you have any doubt about this. The Northeast Atlantic waters, 29% of those are under the Irish EEZ, 29%. We get 7.6% of the Munch allocation. Hake, 5.3%. Haddock, 5.3%. Say again, 29% of the waters. Let's look at France. France has 23% of the waters, Northeast Atlantic. They get 59% of the Munch, 45% of the Hake, and 67% of the Haddock. This is utterly shameful, shameful. How anybody representing a fishing community can't come in here full of anger at what's happening in our coastal waters. And you can frown all you like, Taoiseach. What you should be doing is have a plan in terms of the common fisheries policy that's upcoming. You should be standing outside the Parliament saying that we will no longer accept what's happening to our fishing communities. You're asking them now to decommission another 60 vessels. That means based on 2006, if you look at the vessels over 12 metres, we're down to one third of a fleet from 2006. One third. What does this mean in real terms? Thousands of livelihoods gone, hundreds of millions each year. I'm going to say again, Taoiseach, because you missed my comments the last day in the pre-European Council statements, we are the laughing stock of Europe. We have the richest fishing grounds in all of Europe, and we're just handing them away without even a fight, without even trying. So what I'm asking you here today is get some fire in your belly, get a focus on fisheries, get a focus on the immense natural resource surrounding this country, set up a dedicated committee, have a plan for the upcoming negotiations with the Common Fisheries Policy, and secure our fair share of the fish in our own waters.